Okay, welcome everybody. Declare the meeting open. Attendance, apologies, leaves of absence. We have all the councillors are present, two online, and one apology from our independent member, Mrs. Karen Day. Public question time. No one out in the gallery, no, there's no one there. Confirmation of previous minutes. That the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee held in Council Chambers on the 26th of March 26 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Is someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Faithfull. Anybody against? Being no one against, I'll take the motion as carried. No announcements. Hand over to the CEO and Mr. Bill Price to matter 6.1, adoption of the 26-27 budget.
Thank you, Mr. President. The purpose of this report is to consider and adopt the Municipal Fund budget for the 26-27 financial year, together with the supporting schedules, including imposition of rates and minimum payments, adoption of fees and charges, establishment of new reserve funds, setting of elected members' fees for the year, and other consequential matters arising from the budget papers. As you know, we've as a council, we have sat and you were presented with your draft budget, and we went through every line item, took on comments and made the adjustments required. This budget includes differential general rates, which was approved by council on the 18th of June 26. And advertised for public comment. No submissions were received during those advertising periods, and it was only today we got ministerial approval to impose differential rates and minimum payments. The budget has been prepared to include information required by the Local Government Act 1995, the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, and the Australian Accounting Standards. The main features of the draft budget include: the budget has been prepared with a 3% rate increase in line with the forward financial plans contained in the plan for the future. This increase applies to all differential general rate categories. Fees and charges for the various services that the Shire provides are listed on pages 76 to 79 in the budget. Some fees and charges have had moderate changes, although planned higher rates have been increased in consideration of rising fuel costs. A capital works program totalling $4.9 million for investment in infrastructure, land and buildings, plant and equipment and furniture and equipment is planned. Expenditure on road infrastructure is a major component of this, with $1.9 million in line with Council's strategy to increase the investment in road and associated assets. An amount of $1.1 million is provided for land and buildings, of which $400,000 is for single person's quarters and $500,000 for the playground redevelopment. An amount of $1 million is provided for furniture and equipment, of which $700,000 for the playground redevelopment and $200,000 for museum expansion. An estimated surplus of $2.4 million is anticipated to be brought forward from 30th of June 26. This is mainly due to the government paying their, or prepaying their FAGS grant. Principal additional grant funding for the year is estimated from Main Roads, $697,000. Roads to Recovery, $616,000. The 26-27 budget continues to deliver on other strategies adopted by the Council and maintains a high level of service across all programs, while ensuring an increased focus on road and associated infrastructure, as well as renewing all assets at sustainable levels. So my recommendation, did we last year do these individually?
Yes, you have to.
Yep, individually. So we'll go through these individually. So my first recommendation is that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommends to Council that it adopts the budget for 26-27, pursuant to the provisions of Section 6.2 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Part 3 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. Council adopt the budget as contained in Attachment 6.1 of this agenda and the minutes for the Shire of Westonia for the 26-27 financial year, which includes the following: a statement of comprehensive income by nature and type, and statement of cash flows, a rate setting statement, and notes to informing part of the budget. An absolute majority is required.
Is someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Cruz. Seconded Councillor. Faithful.
Simmons.
No, I'm sorry, mate. I was looking at you and Ainsley put a hand up, so got me confused. Righto. That's been moved. Is anybody against? If no one being against, I'll take the motion as carried. That was motion one.
So next recommendation, that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommends to Council that it adopts the general rates, minimum payments, instalment payment arrangements, discounts and interest as listed. I'm not going to read it all through, Council. And two, pursuant to Section 645 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 64.2 of the Local Government Financial Management Regs 1996, Council nominates the following due dates for the payment in full by instalment. Again, there's three options there. As listed, pursuant to Section 645 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 67 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, Council adopts an instalment administration charge being set at $12. For each instalment. Five, pursuant to Section 645 of the Local Government Act and Regulation 68 of the Local Government Financial Management Regs 1996, Council adopts an interest rate of 5.5% where the owner is elected to pay rates and service charges through an instalment option. And six, pursuant to Section 651(1) and subject to Section 651(4) of the Local Government Act 95 and Regulation 70 of the Local Government Financial Regs 96, Council adopts an interest rate of 11% for rates and service charges and costs of proceedings to recover such charges that remains unpaid after becoming due and payable. An absolute majority is required.
We're prepared to move. Move Councillor Faithful. Seconded Councillor Simmons. Anybody against? No one being against? Take the motion as carried.
Thank you. Another recommendation, that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommends to Council that it adopts the fees and charges for 26-27. Pursuant to Section 616 of the Local Government Act 1995 and other relevant legislation, Council adopts the fees and charges included at pages 76 to 79, inclusive of the draft 26-27 budget included as attachment 6.1 of this agenda and minutes. Absolute majority required.
Someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Delabosca. Seconded Councillor Simmons.
No, it was Guy.
Oh, Guy, sorry, mate. Anybody against? No one being against, I'll take the motion as carried.
Thank you. Next recommendation, that this committee recommends to Council that it adopts the elected members' fees and allowances for 26-27. In accordance with Section 598(1)(b) of the Local Government Act 1995, Regulation 30, Local Government Financial Management Regs 96, Part 6.21 and Part 6.31A of the determination of the Local Government elected Council members, pursuant to Section 78 of the Salaries and Wages, Salaries and Allowances Act 1975, council meeting fees be set at $401.81 per council meeting. And then if I'm not reading all that again, council as presented, that meeting attendance fees for the president be set at $401.81 per council meeting. And in accordance with those regulations, the annual allowance for the Shire President be set at $6,500.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. Anybody against? There's no one being anyone against. I'll take the motion as carried.
By absolute majority. And finally, that this committee recommends to council that it adopts the material variance reporting for the 26-27 in accordance with Regulation 34.5 of the Local Government Financial Management Regs 1996, a level to be used in statements of financial activity in 26-27 for reporting material variances shall be 15% or $10,000, whichever is the greater. Absolute majority required.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. Is there anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried.
Item 6.2 is the Compliance Audit Return 2025. The purpose of this report is for Council to adopt the 25 Annual Compliance Audit Return as presented. In accordance with Local Government Audit Regs 96, a local government is required to carry out a compliance audit for the period 1st of January to 31st of December each year and against the requirements included in the compliance audit return. This compliance audit return is required to be presented to the Council Audit Committee prior to presentation to the full Council for consideration and adoption, and prior for the signature of the Shire President and CEO. So in that report, Council, we're pleased to report that there's no issues that needs reporting, and compliance has been right for everything through in the report. So my recommendation is that the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee recommends to Council that it adopts the Local Government Compliance Audit Return as presented for the Shire of Westonia for the period 1st of January to 31st of December. Absolute majority required.
Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. There being anybody against? No hands, so I'll take the motion as carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 6.3, Regulation 17 Review. The purpose of this report is to present to the Council the results of the CEO's triennial review at the end of 2022 of the appropriateness and effectiveness of the organisation's risk management, internal control and legislative compliance systems and procedures. Various actions arising from the review are also presented. That should be 2024 was the last time. Regulation 17 of the Local Government Audit Regs 96 require the CEO to conduct a review of systems and procedures relating to its legislative compliance, risk management and internal controls on a triennial basis. So a review has been conducted and is attached for council consideration with no changes suggested. Are we changing our staff structure and positions and who can sign off and everything else, but it's not worth reporting. There's no major changes to the review. So our recommendation that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommends to Council that it receives and reviews the Shire of Westonia Regulation 17 review report presented by the CEO under Regulation 17.3 of the Local Government Audit Regs 1996. Is that an absolute majority? It should be.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved.
Councillor Simmons
has seconded. Anybody against? If there's nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried by absolute majority. Okay. New business urgent, nothing. Date and time of the next meeting will
be advised.
There being no more business, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you.